AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tennessee's Bob Corker and Florida's Marco Rubio say they are on board. They will vote for the GOP tax overhaul bill. Rubio wanted more in the child tax credit and got it. President Trump says that's a good thing.
The Democrats have done nothing in terms of children, in terms of child tax credit. We're putting in a tremendous child tax credit, and it is increasing on a daily basis.
The president is blasting the former leaders of the FBI and praising the latest class from the Bureau's training academy. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's a shame what's happened with the FBI.
The president was alluding to newly revealed edits to a statement former FBI chief Jim Comey gave on the Hillary Clinton email server probe, which appear to have softened the tone of the Bureau's take on the investigation.
How they've done that is really, really disgraceful, and you have a lot of very angry people that are seeing it.
In later remarks at the FBI's training center, he praised law enforcement officers, saying he will always have their backs.
More loyal than anyone else can be.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis was asked if North Korea's recent missile test poses an imminent threat to the U.S.
It is not yet shown to be a capable threat against us. Right now,
Mattis says they're studying forensic analysis. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll work to overturn the ruling that got rid of net neutrality.
With net neutrality eliminated, the internet may start to resemble a toll road with the highest bidders cruising along in fast lanes and everyone else stuck in a traffic jam.
Today's deadline burst of signups is punctuating a tumultuous year for former President Obama's health care law. The strong finish for healthcare.gov reveals continued consumer demand. Wall Street, the Dow finished up 143 points. This is AP Radio News. A grand jury report says after the drinking death of a Penn State fraternity pledge, school officials displayed a shocking apathy to the dangers of excessive drinking. This is District Attorney Stacey Parks Miller.
What has Penn State said? Right after Tim Piazza died, this is what Penn State said. Frats are separate. And we're powerless.
Piazza died in February. No immediate comment from Penn State. People are paying respects to the late mayor of San Francisco, Ed Lee. His covered casket is at City Hall. Judy Monahan says Ed Lee was a great man.
He was really loved, and so many people are in shock that they want to acknowledge his passing.
That tape from KGO-TV. People stopped briefly to bow or pray. Lee was San Francisco's first Asian-American mayor. He died earlier this week. He collapsed at a local supermarket. Ed Lee was 65. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.